Okay, so we're learning Maimer Vav of Shabbos. And here, once again, we have a kind of a textual springboard that takes us towards a deeper idea. And the starting point is, maybe even before we get to the topic itself, but just in general terms, to get our minds thinking and along the path. I'm sure all of you have had certain experiences, maybe some more, some less, of taking care of young kids. Young kids. So what's one of the greatest challenges in taking care of younger kids?
Patience.
Why do you need patience?
Crazy.
A little crazy, a little like hyperactive, a little bit nonstop. It's like nonstop, and eventually to the point where like you're running out of energy because they're so nonstop. Whoa! So on one hand, one of the greatest challenges, one of the greatest difficulties, if you can, one of the greatest challenges of younger kids is the fact that they're nonstop, and at the same time. What's one of the greatest points of inspiration nonstop. That we get from kids is nonstop. It's like so amazing, like wow, there's so much energy, so much nonstop. It's so that's how we were like them. We want to learn from them. Look at those kids, so full of activity, nonstop. Halavai, we had their energy and activity. It's the same exact point of challenge, of difficulty. Is the point of greatness, the non-stop. So what we're headed towards, again, we'll come back right away to the textual, as it's called, the textual springboard, but that's the place where we're going, the sugya, that we're going towards to try to delve into a little bit tonight is, as Jews, and here already the terminology with the word that we use already frames it. If I use the word responsibility, it gives a certain connotation. Non-stop responsibility in our Avodas Hashem. Or if we use the word on the other hand, the other side of the coin, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's non-stop. The non-stop aspect of being a real Jew. So on one hand, that's the greatest challenge, and it's something that's very overwhelming, and it's something that's intimidating, and sometimes causes people to keep their distance. It's like, oh, there's like this so much, it's so binding, it's a little bit overwhelming. Mitzad sheni, something there to express this point. Rav Libor once mentioned, you know, Rav Libor sometimes during the summer takes groups. It's not sometimes Rav Libor during the summer takes groups to Europe. He's an expert in history and in different aspects of the of life in previous years in Europe, and he sometimes leads groups there during Venezmanum. And he mentioned that one year he had a ger in his group, and he was very interested. That's always, it's not every day that we meet a ger. He was interested. What was it that trigger that motivated this person to give up his previous life and want to take on Judaism? But you can't. But at the same time, it's a little bit uncomfortable. You don't want to go ask. You're not sure if you can ask the person about a question related to their past. But with time, as the trip went on, he reached a point where he was comfortable enough to raise the question and say, you know, I understand that you're, again, what was it that caused you to give up your previous life and decide to embrace Judaism? So he told Rav Libor, well, it actually started with a book that I read. And here, Rav Libor is waiting to hear, like, you know, the million-dollar inspirational, living inspired, you know, like, it's the inspirational book that can could turn a person on, to Judaism, Torah Judaism. Well, what was the book? I have to go run out and get it and give everybody a copy. Which book? Well, it was Satan. It's actually Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, an English version of Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. Wow, I don't know. Maybe I missed something there. What was it in Kitzer Shulchan Aruch that got you so? Well, he said it wasn't one specific part. It was page after page, page after page, eventually seeing that there is a way of living life where everything that a person does, everything that I'm involved in, everything I'm doing has significance. There's significance. There's meaning. There's a way to do it. From the moment I wake up in the morning, right away, the first actions that I'm involved with in the morning, until I go to sleep at night, throughout the day, wow, look at this meaningful, life takes on a new meaning. I was drawn to living a life with that kind of a meaning, drawn to the non-stop. So let's go take a step back. Let's go specifically to, we'll come right back to that topic, but let's look inside here, starting off with the Maamar. The first in Aleph and Beis are two small questions that will send us in the direction of delving into this sugya. So we start off with the Pasuk in Yishayahu. The Pasuk says, regarding Shabbos, Im Tashiv Mishabbos Raglecha Asot Cheftzecha B'yom Kodshi. So if you are Shovet, if you stop your regel from, if you don't go on your way of doing doing the things that you normally take care of, Asot Cheftzecha B'yom Kodshi, if you refrain from getting involved in the affairs you usually take care of, V'karasa L'Shabbos Oneg V'kdosh Hashem Mechubad V'chibadeto Mi'asot Drachecha Memtzor Cheftzecha V'daber Davar Oz Tit'aneg Al Hashem. The pasuk continues, Oz Tit'aneg Al Hashem V'kavticha B'amzei Oretz V'hachalticha Nachlas Yaakov Avicha Kipi Hashem Dibe. So here we have an if and then. If the following, then. So if what? So if you're connected, the pasuk says, if you're connected to Shabbos, but which part of Shabbos here is brought out in the pasuk? Is the Navi speaking about? Im tashiv mishabbos raglecha asot cheftzecha b'yom kodshi v'karasa l'shabbos oneg l'kdosh Hashem mechubad v'chibadeto me'asot drachecha mimtzo cheftzecha v'daber dover. So if you give kavod to Shabbos by doing what? Mimtzo cheftzecha v'daber dover. This is referring to what? Not shehilu shediburcha b'Shabbos. In the lashon of Chazal is shediburcha b'Shabbos lo yeh kidiburcha b'chol. The way that you speak on Shabbos should be different than the way that you speak during the week, right? V'daber dover. The way that you walk on Shehilu Chach B'Shabbos, the way that you walk on Shabbos should be different than the way that you walk during the week. So you do things differently on Shabbos. Shabbos, it's not Shabbos day. special way of speaking. We the famous Nish b'Shabbos Gered, but without the but afterwards and going, but what's happening in the stock market, right? But really, we don't speak about this on Shabbos. Somehow that turned into like afterwards you can say whatever you want. Or you can talk about the nitty gritty details of every business deal after you say Nish b'Shabbos Gered, but that. But really, if you really reframe, this we don't talk about on Shabbos. So if you do this, then tit aneg al Hashem. Then you hit the oneg jackpot of really, now you really respected Shabbos and your zocha ba'achalticha nachlas Yaakov avicha ki pi Hashem diber. So what's going on here? Rav Hunder puts it in question form. Hare this halacha of not talking on Shabbos the way you talk during the week, not walking on Shabbos. Right? We don't run on Shabbos. Why don't we run on Shabbos? So from here, the way that you walk on Shabbos should be different than the way that you walk during the week. This is not from the strictest halachas of Shabbos. This is not, if somebody runs on Shabbos, they're not chayav skiyum. Right? This is not the most chamur halacha. It's nice, it's respectful, it's beautiful. So it's not the most chomer of the Chashavs, but dafka here, we find that Al Yadeza, you're hitting the jackpot. Through this, in Rav Hunder's Lashon, he named Mikol Hamon Hilchasev Shal Shavis, Nivchru dafke elu, these special way of talking on Shabbos. Likva aleina saschar shall oz titaneg. Then you will receive the schar of oneg. Ve'ein bechirazu elateima. Everyone has a sheet. Is anyone missing a sheet? Ve'ein bechirazu elateima. We don't understand this. This is a question. Adarava halokola and yanim shenim nubakan einam klal menachamuros to Shabbos. They're not the most strict halakas of Shabbos. V'ayanira ki b'digzut rak mekunei Shabbos nimnukan. It looks like these are the lightest halakas of Shabbos. V'homehu alev l'mishma dvarim eila. So the lev of the person who hears this is bewildered. What's going on here? Someone, you mind passing a cup of water? Thank you. Make it a good one. So that's Aleph. Okay, question two. Beis. Okay, let me tell Shabbos Matzino Bakasha Miyuchedet Shekavua and Shekasa Gdola B'Tfilah. We find within the Nusach of Tfilah a request when we daven Mincha on Shabbos. We ask for something that we don't find in the rest of the Torah. Shalom Matzino Dumata B'Nogel Shar Mitzvotel Shal Torah. We don't find it in other mitzvot of the Torah. What are we talking about? Mechuvonim Onu Bazeh L'madbeya tfilas mincha shel Shabbos shenemar bo yakiru vanecha v'yedu ki mitchahim nuchasa. Here we have a request. Mincha dam Shabbos, we ask Hashem, please Hashem, yakiru vanecha v'yedu ki mitchahim nuchasa. Let the rest of the Jewish people be a kind of a rest where they will know, yakiru, they will recognize ki mitchahim nuchasa, that their menucha is from you. We don't have this by other. But lo matzino bakasha kazu etzal shar mitzvos. She yakiru banecha asher meid ha hi ha mitzvah. Please Hashem, let us see by tefillin that it's from you. By mezuzah, by sukkah. What's this? Why by Shabbos? Yakiru banecha. Your sons will recognize ki mitcha hi menucha. The rest is from you. Okay. Now we come to the main point. Ozgim. Umalach advarim kachu. Bekama mekomos matzino b'torah Shenemra ba divrei harishus belashon tzivui. So this is the area that the sugya is, we can call it, is divrei rishus. There are three, in essence, there are three kinds of, three categories that we could put every action in, every action that we could be involved in can fall into one of three categories. One is something that we have to do. Something that, that's one. Two, something that we're not allowed to do. And third is something that we can do. It's all we can do. We don't have to do it, but we can do it. Okay? The chiyuv, divrei chiyuv, divrei iser. And the third category, divrei rishus, playing basketball. Divrei rishus, playing guitar. Divrei rishus. Unless you're a Levi in the Beis Hamikdash, and you have to, okay, you have to, part of your avoda is involved in the shira, okay, so then you're supposed to do that. Divrei Rishus. So we're talking about this zone, this fascinating zone of Divrei Rishus, this zone that a thinking Jew is always on some level thinking about, a question mark. We don't have an exact shear. We don't have exact guidelines. So a lot of thought ends up, individual thought, ends up here focusing in on this area and trying to figure it out, and at different points of life, figuring it out in different ways. So regarding this area, this zone of Divrei Rishus, we find a couple of places, says Rav Huttner, Matzino b'Torah shenemra b'divrei rishus b'lashon tzivui. What does that mean? If it's divrei rishus, by definition, there's no tzivui. There's no tzivui, and again, of doing exercise. There's no tzivui in eating what kind of cake is this? What do you name? Yeah, I'm chubber with Kriyas Hashem. What do you call this cake over here?
Which one? Yummy.
This is a
awesome cake.
Awesome cake. Okay. Chocolate. Also. Okay. So there's no. What's the Lashon Tzivui?
Awesome cake.
Rafi's awesome. From the now on, this was okay. Shalom Aleichem. Yikar Yishma v'Yisrael, Rafi's awesome. Okay, this is particular. I never knew the exact name. Uvachol makom amlu bo rabaseinu limtso et hamashmu'ut shebedavar. What does this mean? So Rav Huttner explains. Well, let's remind ourselves. We're talking about Shabbos. Shabbos. Anu binyana de Shabbos anu omdim. We're talking about Shabbos. Ubinyana de Shabbos choseru akavanal biyoter. This appears a number of times. Where? And again, what does this mean? A tzivui for divrei rishus? Where is that? So here's the big chiddush. Sharei harbei pamim b'torah. Sharei pamim katuv b'torah. Lashon tzivui al hamaisa va'uvda d'sheshes yimei chol. Kagon, example. Sheshes yamim tavod. So until now, probably, I imagine that all of you, when you heard the pasuk, Sheishes yamim tavod, basis akom achdecha, you heard what? How do you hear this as what? Right, how would you categorize this? What is the Torah telling you over here? What? What's the commandment?
Work for 6 days.
So as a lead up towards the resting on Shabbos. So most of us probably heard it as a lead up, as an intro. 6 days, that's all the usual. You're working 6 days. Shabbos, you rest. But it sounds like already, and Daniel already heard it. Well, it sounds like, but it does sound like there's a commandment here. But there's no commandment, right? If you win the lotto, and you have all the money in the world, and you just want to relax, you don't have a chiyuv to go out and work. So what mitzvah is this? What is this sheishas yamim tavo?
To work for a weekend. Yes, right, then we say one.
If you have all the money in the world.
For Shabbos. work towards Shabbos.
Spiritual Hachana.
Don't we say that your entire week, starting from like Moshe Shabbos Sunday, you should be preparing for the next week?
What is
6 days? Shouldn't just be like.
What does that mean actually? In actual terms,
mean there was the story of the Rav that like every time you went to the market and saw fish, you always buy the biggest fish.
Lekavod Shabbos. Everything that you, wherever you have an opportunity of something being Lekavod Shabbos, it should be Lekavod Shabbos.
You're working towards the Shabbos on the seventh.
You're feeling the awesome.
I'm feeling the awesome.
Okay, so it's a matter of perspective, of going towards our spiritual headquarters. Okay? He's going to take that even further. On a pshat level, we're talking about Risho. We're saying 6 days, you want to work, okay? So 6 days a week, take care of your work. Yeah, work to do. Take care of it during 6 days. But it's on a pshat level, it's bevadai, an intro to Shabbos. Take care of your work during your malacha during the week. But Shabbos, you rest. Shabbos is Shabbos. But still, since, as we already, as Daniel said, you hear, we're being told to do something. Matzinu, Rabbeinu Arishonim, and specifically Rabbeinu Bechai in the name of the Rambam. Sha'omru, ki amashmal shaloshon sivoi b'mlechas harishus d'sheshes yinam mea maisa is mitzar chova. Here there is also, there's something besides the pshat level of take care of your work, there's actually something that we're being commanded to do. There's a mitzvah here. What is it? The mitzvah mitzar chova shel b'chol, the pasuk in Mishlei, b'chol d'rachecha da'eyu. In everything that you're doing, b'chol d'rachecha da'eyu. In everything that you're doing, know him. So you hear that huge chiddush? Again, Rabbeinu Chai b'shem the Rambam. Beside the pshat level, take care, and you have malach to do during the 6 days, not on Shabbos. It's also telling you something else. Sheish, there's something constant. Sheish is yom tasekamata. You should, something that you should always be involved in. What is that? That's the mitzvah of, that's b'chol d'rachecha de'eyu, or k'fi sh'nemar davar z'b'loshan mishnah, as the Mishnah expresses it, the Mishnah novels, the Mishnah Perkei Avos, Perek Beis, the kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. Pesky?
Yeah, isn't this the same idea of double access to broad life? It's the same.
Everything's all the same. It's all, no, you're right. I'm not saying that. Enjoy. It exactly comes back. Exactly. Video. Now, I say that everything's connected, as I have in mind. My grandfather used to always quote the Gemara in Gin that says, compares to Torah is a gal shel egozim. Compares the very Torah to a bowl of nuts, where if you, what does that mean? It's like a bowl of nuts, where if you take out, you pluck out one nut, then the other nuts all move. Everything is interrelated. But even closer than that, you're right. Bidyuk, we're going to get there, nachon. The broad life. Everything. B'chol d'rochecha deo. Kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. That is, if you turn over the sheet for a minute, that's the sources. We're not going to go through all of them, but the sources that you have on the other side of the sheet are all related to this concept of kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. Whatever we do, and that is, that relates to that third area, the divrei rishus. The things that we have to do, we know. It's in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's in Shulchan Aruch. It's a halach. We have to do it. The things that we can't do, okay, we know specifically we can't do. But there's a lot that it's up to us. The gray area. Maybe, right? It's not chiyuv, it's not iser. What in that area, do it l'shem shamayim. How many cups of water should I have now? I know. Call the Rav. One, two, three. I mean, I posted. How many cups do I have? No, this is up to you, but do it right. Do it right. This is a simon in Shulchan Aruch. Simon Resh. Interesting. A lot of people aren't aware of this siman, because when you think of Shulchan Aruch, of all the specifics of the halachos, right, of every single thing, the specifics of what you do, connected to tzitzis, connected to every halacha along the way. But shekol v'reish siman reish lamed alav and Shulchan Aruch, shekol kavanosav yul l'shem shamayim ubo sif echad. So one sif, you know, one siman, one sif siman that is all about this, that everything that we're doing, when we're, and he brings this, b'chol d'rachecha de'ayu, whatever you're doing, when you sleep, v'amru chachamim kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim, sha'afilu dvarim shal rishus, kigon, achila, how many, Rafi awesomes should I have? Okay? Achila, Shtia, Halicha, Shtia, Halicha, Yeshiva, Kima, Tashmish, Sicha, V'kol Tzarchei Gufcha, everything that you're doing. You, Kulam, La'avodas Boracha. It should be for, I should be thinking of what Hashem wants me to do. Lidavar hagoreim avodasav. It somehow impacts my avodas Hashem, either directly or indirectly. Sha'afilu hayatzamei v'roev. If you're hungry and thirsty, yimachal v'shata l'hanaaso einu meshubach. Ela yitkaven shiochal v'yishte kefi chiyuso la'avodas haborim. We spoke about last time. We spoke about the perspective of the goof as a kli, taking care of the kelim, right? I have to go to sleep at a soon, whatever. Like we said, we're not even trying to keep to our, I have to regain my credibility tonight. Okay, right? To take care of, that's 11:45, not to go past 11:45.
Oh.
Okay? So, that's when you go to sleep at night, you're taking care of the kelim. When you're eating and drinking, you're taking care of the kli. Yeah, the oros and kelim, but the kli, the goof. So you're taking care of it. So it's l'shem shamayim on the basketball court, taking care of the kelim or whatever because of that state of mind, that healthy state of mind, that the exercise helps me, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the coach on the side, is looking down and smiling because his man now is higher quality. He can do a better job. The specifics here get complicated. And even here, I'm plugging in certain things maybe that are coming from my perspective, because this is a gray area. And what exactly it means is not defined. Maybe one person would say you need 10 minutes of exercise, and another person will say you need 50 minutes, you need an hour and a half, you need twice a week. Different people, different. So this is also the same idea that the Rambam and Shmona Prakim, the Rambam and his Akdama, Tchelik, and Shmona Prakim and Perek, in the fifth parak also speaks about the same idea. We're not going to save time, not to go through the whole thing. But here the Rambam is saying, Tzarech l'odam shi'ishave kochos nafsho kulam lefi hadas. Kefi ma shekdamnu parak l'shofeze, v'yasim leneged einav tamid tachlis achad. V'hi hasagat Hashem yitbarach kefi yicholet ha'adam ledat ota. And anything along the way in life that will help you on this path towards knowing Hashem is something that's beneficial. So you have to, again, it's taking care of the kelim to be able to allow you on this journey. The chesky of the combination of kelim va'oros along the way to allow your full self to be able to advance and become as sophisticated as possible, meaning acquiring das Hashem, anything along the way that will help. That's part of b'chol drachecha ge'edayu shakol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. This is also you have here in the middle of the sheet for a paragraph from Dr. Lem, Rabbi Dr. Lem's book, The Religious Thought of Chassidut, talking about the concept that this is in Chassidus. connects to the idea of dveikus. Dveikus, being connected, fully connected to Hashem. And Hasidus, this is a concept which comes up a lot in Hasidus. Everything that we're doing in our eating, Rav Nachman Breslov even took it to an extreme line of his regarding eating. He says, Yehudi pashut ochel kedei sheyelo koach lumod. Aval tzadikim lomdim kedei shehem yedu ech le'achol. That's like taking it to, I didn't say, like the idea of involvement in the physical world in such a holy way is ad kedei kach, that when we're learning, we're becoming holier, so that we know how to eat. We know how to eat in a holy way. We should be on the madriga of simple Jews, that their eating is to be able to give them koch to learn. But just to be exposed to the concept, even to take another step further, right? He says simple Jews eat so that they have koch to learn. A step higher, holy Jews learn so that they know how to eat in holiness. We started off with the Enon Mavad Onigen. That's the Rav Twersky that we heard in Elul here in the Yeshiva, Rabbi Dr. Ibrahim J. Twersky, okay, in his book, Twersky on Spirituality. He's talking about this Einon Levado. Again, on a Pshat level, Einon Levado is telling us, we should know, right, there's no other, it's like an anti-Avodah Zarah kind of a line. There's no other God, there's no other force, there's only Hashem, Hashem Hu Elokim, He's the Creator, there's nobody else. There's no other God except for Him. But within, again, I said, Chassidus focuses on the complete, brings our attention, a lot of focus towards Einon Milvado, this full Einon Milvado, there is, how does he say here at the end of the paragraph? Should Einon Milvado, there is no other, should better be read, there is nothing else. There is nothing else. The only true existence is Hashem. That's what we were trying to focus on a little bit when we were in those moments of Nigan. Nothing else. Eino Nuvada. You know, it's everything, even everything is connected to Him somehow. We can't care. Once we have the ability, should call everything, without exception. Shekol ma'asecha, shekol kavanosav yu l'shem shemayim, b'chol d'rachecha deyo, shekol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim. Everything. So this non-stop, right? 7-Eleven. Right, 7-Eleven is great. Right, nonstop, always 24/7. Right, what? Oh, it's nonstop. So again, like this aspect, there's something like when you're not there, when you're not really connected. So this itself is something here which is sounds overbearing. Whoa! I don't want to jump into that. I can have it as a separate compartment. I pay my dues in my life. I have my moment, my couple of moments of, I have my work, I have my basketball, I have my everything else that I'm doing in life. And I have also another little box, I put a check next to it, as far as my spirituality, as far as my relationship with God. It could be that in terms of the actual time that you're involved in service of God, it's the same amount of time. The shift here is perspective. The shift to, it's not a separate little box. It's connected to everything. It's the broad life. It's a broad perspective. Everything that I'm doing, all of the other areas, are all nachon. It's important to do, and Hashem is interested in me doing it now, and I'm doing a good job because He wants me to do a good job, and I'm doing it as such. Shekol ma'asecha. You could have two guys on the basketball court, and one guy, it's the same amount of time. Two guys on the basketball court, and the same amount of time during the week. But one guy is just, his mindset is only for egocentric reasons. He wants to be known as the best player, and it'll be popular because of that. And another guy realizes, again, it's the through being healthy and whether or interacting with other people in a healthy way, and just the exercise lets him clear his mind and keeps his body healthy. And this is now, again, I am being the most. It helps me be the productive person / Jew that Hashem wants me to be. This is part of Shekol Ma'asecha, and he's being Mekayim then at that moment on the basketball court. Simin Reish Lamed Aleph Shekol Kavanos of Yul Hashem Shemayim. And it doesn't. Do I have to have this in mind every single second then on the basketball court? This is a crucial Rav Dessler on the bottom right hand piece of the sheet. Rav Dessler writes in Michta Milyo on Vayisali Chanoch Es Elokim. Chazal tell us that this Chanoch, who was a tzaddik, Chanoch in Bereishis, who was a tzaddik, Chanoch Tofer Min Alim Hoya, the Medrash says. He was a shoemaker. Tofer min alim haya. Va'al kol tfira v'tfira. And every stitch in the shoes, haya miyachid yichudim lukono. He had, where's the, that's still here. Can't see. What? Yeah, okay, just want to make sure you hear. So in every single stitch, He was miyachid yichudim. It sounds like he had these deep kabbalistic kavanas in every single stitch. Vishamati, listen, guys, and take this sort of dust, take this for life. Vishamati b'shem Rabbeinu Yisrael Misalant. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter explains Bi'er ma'mirazeh bi'ur nechmar ve'yomar ki ein ha'kavana shemeshas tfiraso haya dovek b'machshavas elyonos. This is not, it does not mean that he was involved in all kinds of deep kabbalistic kavanas. Shezeh asur al pidin ki eich yifneh et da'ato l'davar acher b'shas she'osek b'meleches acherim asher scharu. You were hired. You're hired to work. You're supposed to be doing a job now and focused on the shoes, on being a shoemaker. What are you dvaking out now on all these deep Kabbalistic kavanas and not doing your job? Like we saw Salat, Bal Musar of Ben Adam Chaveiro, doing things. Ella, what does it mean? Ela tochen ayichudim shahaya miyachedu asher sam alibo machshavto b'chol tfira utfira tiye tova v'chazaka. He wanted every stitch to be the highest quality stitch in those shoes. To do it 100% right. He's doing his job. He's doing what he is supposed to be doing at that moment. These should be the best shoes. So that the person, the Jew that wears them afterwards, gets satisfaction from these shoes. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing then. And that's what he has in mind at that moment. Similar to what the Nefesh HaChaim says as far as Limud Torah. Talmud Torah Lishma. What does it mean? While you're in the middle of Dvar de Mamona, you're in the middle of a sugya in Bava Metzia, and you're thinking, so at that moment you're supposed to be, you think about how do I think about Dvar de Mamona, and at the same time, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, and at the same time think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No! Over here, applying the same thing to even within Divrei Torah. The Nefesh HaChaim says, you're focused on the Divrei Torah. You're focused on what you're supposed to be doing then, which is Talmud Torah. That's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's applicable over there. But even here, as far as all the, you're focused on what you're playing. When you play the game, okay, you play the game. Play it well. You go ahead and miss a pass because you're thinking about a Kodesh Baruch, but you're not playing the game well. You play well, you do it well. But overall, in its package, in its perspective, this is called Chanoch, this is Shakol Kamanasecha Yu L'Shem Shammai. The surgeon, right? The surgeon, the broad life, double life letter. The surgeon is doing the surgery. We want him to be focused on the surgery then. He's not thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But putting into perspective beforehand, I understand, as the surgeon, I'm a shliach of Hashem. Beforehand, and every business, anything that you're involved with. Everything that you're involved with, from business to eating and sleeping, it's the packaging of the perspective of how you approach it. The same exact action, again, as we said beforehand, the mindset influences. So coming back though, we have to plug it in then to the world of Shabbos. I have to do this quickly. So we're talking about Shabbos. And Sheish HaSem Mitzvahs Melachtecha is specifically on Shabbos. So how are we going to connect tonight? In this maimer, how does the point connect to Sheshes? How does and even the context here of Divrei Rishus Shekol Maaseh Yilu Shem Shemayim Sheshes Yamim Ta'avod? It's in the context of Shabbos. It must be related to Shabbos somehow. So Rav Hutner writes, and outside here in Oz Dalid, Ikach. Ari, what is Shabbos? Shabbos is day of rest. Why are we resting? Why do we rest on Shabbos? We rest on Shabbos because Hashem rested on Shabbos. What did Hashem rest from? Working in what context? Hashem. Okay, so Adkan is okay. We rest because he rests. We're resting on Shabbos because he rested on Shabbos. But we take it further. What did he rest from? Creating the world. What do we rest from? He rested. He stopped creating the world after 6 days. He stopped creating.
Rest because he created.
Not because, but he stopped creating. That's when he stopped creating the world. What do we rest from? What do we refrain from doing? What kind of work? With the 39 melachos. With the 39 right? With the 39 melachos, the melachos of Mishkan. How is our rest parallel to his rest? How is our Shabbos Shabbos? Rest. But more than that, he rested from creating the world. We're resting from something else. We're resting from doing these 39 malachas that are involved in the Mishkan. Taking an abstract leap further to pull everything that we said together and apply it to Shabbos. What the 39 malachas of the 39 malachas of where? The Mishkan. What is Mishkan? What is the Mishkan? What is it signifying? What is a Mishkan? What is the Mishkan? It's Avoda. Avoda. It's a makom, let's call it a place of Avoda. A place of Avoda. And that is what Rav Hutner takes out of here. What are we resting from? Place of Avoda. What is Simon Reish Lamed Aleph do? Shekol Kamanosav Yilu Shem Shemayim. Shekol Maasechol Yilu Shem Shemayim. Where is the Makom HaAvoda? Where is the Makom HaAvoda for a Jew? Where is it? Where is the court? Where is it? Everywhere. It's okay, so Nachon, the Mishkan is that's the direct, that's Makom HaAvoda. But in real terms, where is the Makom HaAvoda? Reish Lamed Aleph terms. When we're really there, when we really get it. When we really call everything that we're doing everywhere. And then it's the whole world. So what happens is, to the degree, so you see the connection of Sheshes Yamim Ta'avod, is Divrei Ritzivoy on Divrei Rishos, that everything that we're involved in is L'Shem Shamayim, this facilitates Shabbos. How? What does Rav Hutner mean by that? To the degree that we have this perspective, the whole world is the arena of avoda. To that degree, our rest parallels his rest. What did he rest from? He rested from creating a world. What is the world? He rested from creating the world. What is the world? It's a place of avodah. To the degree that we relate to the whole world, not just the Beis Medrash, not just our makom in the Beis Medrash, not this Beis Medrash, not just the Beis Medrash and the Otzer. The Beis Medrash, the Otzer, the dining room, our dorm room, the basketball court, Yerushalayim, every place we are, to the degree that we relate to the whole world as a place of avodah, to that degree, our shvisa, our resting, parallels his resting. He rested from creating a world / makam avodah. We then rest from the lamates melachos. Lamates melachos come from place of avodah. Right, our resting, lamates melach, is resting from melachos of the makam ha'avoda. He rested from creating a makam ha'avoda. And that is why, that's Yakir, special tefillah. This is not simple. This doesn't happen automatically. Please, this is an extra tefillah. Halavai our Shabbos. Yakiru v'necho v'yedu ki b'yitchahi menuchasam. We want to be non-stop Jews. 24/7 Jews. The mindset of it's never enough. Again, right? In terms of mindset, if we're really connected. When you're really connected to, when you hear a niggun that when you're engaged in a niggun that you're really connected to, part of you feels like, halavai, this niggun would never end. Whenever we're really involved in something, we have a part of us wishes it would never end. There's something bitter in every kind of an ending. The word end, something a little bit sad. So when we're really connected, we want to. So here we have the ability for constant, for 24/7, because everything in its time is appropriate, can be incorporated as appropriate. So Yakiru Vanecha, please, halavai, we reach this point in our avoda that we recognize the whole world is the arena for avoda, and Kimitchahi Menuchasam, and then our rest is parallel to his rest. Because it's rest from makam ha'avoda. Okay? And it answers up then the first question as well of these kulas. It sounds like kulas of Shabbos, the way that you speak on Shabbos, the way that you walk on Shabbos. What is that? That dafka over here? This is where the jackpot? Oh, is titanag Hashem? Rav Hutner plugs it into the same line. What are these areas of Shabbos, of the way that you walk, the way that you speak? This is nonstop. This is yafa. This is not just about the specific malachas. This is not a special. This is not just about kiddush. This is not about a chiyuv of doing this or an isser malacha. You're not allowed to carry. You can't do this. This is something that within this zone of halachas, of speaking, we dress a special way on Shabbos, we eat a special way on Shabbos, we walk, we talk, everything. This is 24/7. This is constant. This is something within Shabbos that expresses this aspect of nonstop. So oz titaneg al Hashem. This is something which shows we're really connected. It's like it's almost parallel to the way the Rambam refers to simcha. When the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah speaks about why simcha is so important in our Avodas Hashem, he says because that's what simcha, you know, and you can't force it. But when a person is really connected, then he's there, he's sameach. It shows, it's an expression of the fact that he's really connected. That's why the Rambam says that simcha is something to strive for. And meaning the things that will bring us towards being sameach from our avodas Hashem, from our learning, from our mitzvahs, from davening, everything. Things that will turn us into the kind of person that is gets simcha from that is tremendous, because that means that you're really there. And whenever we feel that a person is just in a relationship, if you feel a person is just, they say in Hebrew, misamen vi, putting a check next to it, so it's dry. It's not, if you feel that somebody is, ani yodama, you feel that somebody did you a favor, but it's because they had to fulfill a certain responsibility. You're sick, and somebody brought you food to the dorm. Same action, two different people could do it. One could do it in a way where you feel that he had to do it, so he did it. Another one does it because he really cared about you. He really cares. He really, see, it's all the difference in the world. It's for real. Talks about the difference between someone who learns something, you know, me'av and me'achad, you know, the Gemara, bein avdo v'lo avdo. What's the difference between someone who's really over the Hashem? Gemara says it could be, both could be tzaddikim. But the difference between learning 100 and 100, 101, the 100 is ki'ilu lo avdo. So I totally lost my credibility here. So finishing up, all right, so this is the idea, even with a couple minutes overtime, I tried. This is the idea that we wanted to, it's a lifetime idea to think about, and you guys will continue. Tein l'chacham v'yach kamod, you guys continue to learn about, to research, to contemplate, to think about this idea within this Divrei Rishis zone, and each individually, every person as an individual, to, as you continue to develop as Jews, as people, figuring out for yourselves what are those different things that are not clearly defined that will turn you into the kind of a person that's doing the best job, and then again, but with that perspective, that to that degree where you see the world, then with this, the whole world as an arena of avodah, means that there's endless opportunities. The world is a makom avodah in every single situation, from the basketball court to a plane flight to someone sitting next to someone on a bus to everything into the chadar ochel. There's always, everything is an opportunity to bring, to connect. To the degree that we do that, turn the world into an amakam avoda, then yotzei, in addition to everything else, we're also bringing about a situation where our Shabbos parallels his Shabbos nonstop. Any questions, clarifications? Zebetzim, Rishimah, I should mention also that Zebetzim actually, it seems there.